What's going on, fam? You know what time it is. Listen, I am hot coming out of translation. My eyes are burning. Y'all got to pray for my eyes. It's going to come down to my eyes doing this much intense translation. I'm averaging now about 9 hours a day in translation, and it is ripping. And I tell Lena all the time, my wife, I'm always like, Lena, I can do at least 300 lives and just peel apart all the distortions and all of the trash and nonsense that's happened. So as you can see the title, I got to get just a little bit more blatant. Diana, you from Kentucky? I'm from Kentucky. What's up, Diana? Atkins? That's the boy, born and raised, Clark County Hospital, Winchester, Kentucky. Represent. My dad and most of my family's there right now. We going in. Sending the shout outs. Who we got here over on our channels? But, you know, we primarily rock strong on YouTube, and we do a courtesy feed into Facebook. So just letting y'all know that like a ton of the action happens primarily in YouTube. We've got approaching 80,000 subscribers on YouTube now. It's just lighting up. It's evergreen because YouTube, most people don't realize is that Google is the number one search engine in the world. Number one search engine in the world. Number two search engine is YouTube. So when people want to know about something, they go into YouTube and they go get videos to help them with something. So that, and it's evergreen. So when you put a video up, it just stays there. And if it's about a certain topic, it'll just run for years. Like we've got videos still getting tons of hits from 4 or 5 years ago. So it's crazy. So it doesn't happen that way pretty much on Facebook because Facebook, it just kind of keeps dropping down and you can't go in and search the video. So that's why I'm telling you what I'm telling you. But we do a courtesy because we love Facebook for multiple reasons, especially when it comes to our shorts. Did y'all see what we dropped in Telegram today on our shorts? We got one short. A short means a minute or less video. So we take clips. So when I do these lives, our staff, they'll go grab little 1 minute hot clips, put a cool title on it, and they'll drop that clip. And then they'll do a description. And then people have an opportunity to go get to the full videos or learn more about you. Well, we got one little short over there that we put up, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago on Facebook, and it's just got it's gone crazy. It's got 113,000 views on it. The unique thing is got over 2,000 likes, but what always impresses me the most, I look at the shares, kind of like we are here. So you should come in, you should like it, and you should just share it. That one video, that one little minute or less video is titled Yahusha Equals Yahuwah Saves. It has over 2,000 shares on it. That's like unheard of. That means like 2,000 separate people said, I'm going to share this. And they share it on their wall. And what happens, that's what's keeping perpetuating those crazy numbers because that's getting shared so much. So that's how you can be a great disciple. That's how you can be it. Floyd County, next to Pipe. I know exactly where you're at. That's great. How many of y'all love Yahuwah? Because I'm going to go crazy tonight because I'm coming hot out of translation. I'm going to expose something to you. Going to get y'all tore up. And I want to give you a mega, 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 mega update on where we're at. Because I haven't even talked about where are we at. We know we got this April the 15th date that we're winding down the campaign for the true scripture. So for those of y'all that don't know it, I'm going to put it up here. Here's the link. You can go contribute now and you can get in tsnt.org. You get into the campaign for the TSNT. That stands for True Scriptures, New Testament portion. We'll have a Tanakh portion, but you can grab your benefits because they're going to change when it comes to the Tanakh. We're going to come up with another campaign. So right now you don't want to miss that. So let's do some shout outs before I go in. Y'all know I like to show y'all some love. Y'all already lighting up the chat. Has everybody hit the like button? I want to check and see how many likes we got right now. Let's see if we're doing our job. Are we doing our job? Get that little like button right underneath the video. I'm going to see how many likes we got. Everybody hit it. All right, we're getting up there. You still ain't close. Let's get it up there. And let's share it out. Because what it does is it gets the algorithm rocking. It's crazy. The algorithm loves likes. It loves chatting. It loves it loves all that. It loves sharing. It starts to show it to more and more people. It's crazy. I love it. All right. Shout out. Jermaine Ford in the building. Sue Hay. See, my wife is here representing with me. Jermaine Ford is all the way rocking. Jamie Holloway, consistent powerhouse supporter. South Carolina, Daniel Libby, powerhouse. Now we're moving into powerhouse supporters. People get 10 toes down. People saying, I'm done with the nonsense. You know, Daniel Libby, Jermaine Ford, Elmer and Kareen Hingo. They're waking up over in the Philippines. Luya down in Florida off the charts. Man, we got Patrice in here, Sweet Pea. He's like some steady. He's been rocking with me since I've been going live, most of y'all. Yamani's in the building. Brian Robertson, what's going on? All right. JP, I don't know who that is. Mark, always chiming in from Malibu, California. What's going on, Amber, our crazy, awesome, wonderful sister, Panna, Illinois. We going in. Yeah, Brandon Tello coming in strong. Him and his wife starting to step it up in the ways of Yahuwah. Rachel coming in. Call Rachel with that super. Rachel said, I'm going to come in, show some love to the platform. That really helps support us here on the YouTube platform. Rachel's first time I see your name. What's going on, Rach? All right, you coming in showing and representing for Yahuwah. I like that. Got me some Alina special. Awesome blackberry juice. Luya, I got the blackberry juice rocking tonight, so you know it's going way up. Emily Aguilar coming in from Mexico. Lisa. Tina's coming in here. Sean out there in Seattle. Devin coming in Gainesville, Florida. Yeah. Rush coming in. How you like that one? Rush, how you like that title? Your Bible hates you. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by your Bible? But it's the truth. Your Bible actually hates you. Most people thought all this thing is so holy. And the word holy is pagan. That tells you right now it hates you. Anything that is pagan hates you. Anything that's a lie and that's pagan, it is on a mission to drag you into the pit. Now, I'm knee deep right now. About halfway done with translating Hazum, Revelation. Everybody been asking me. So y'all going to get a little taste tonight of Revelation. How many of y'all excited about that? How many of y'all want some true scriptures backed by Promote the Truth Translation? No ambiguity, no outside influences. Wait till y'all get your hands on Revelation. I'm sitting there going, man, I know it, but translating it, Yahuwah going to tear this earth up. I don't know how somebody, I know it. See, the Greek, it keeps this big mystery. My granddaddy used to tell me, old Southern Baptist, you know, he'd go, hey, man, Revelation, man. Most people don't want to read that. You get scared. All right, y'all want to know it. But it's crystal clear what's going down in Revelation. Rachel Hauser, Ontario, Canada. Megan, what's going on, Meg? Annette Green, my sister. When me and Annette meet, we're going to hug. We're going to do that rocking hug. Y'all know those rocking hugs when you, like so many of us been rocking in here, growing. Cynthia, with that super coming in the building. Who else is in here? What's going on? Y'all trying to come in. Y'all trying to be slick. Y'all trying to be slick. Daniel Bacote. I didn't see you slide in here with that kingdom business. Daniel, y'all going to be tore up because I'm translating. I am translating. I'm halfway done with Revelation. Lena looking at me. I said, honey, I'm telling you. We're going to rip a hole on the earth, y'all. I know. I am fully convinced. Yahuwah has us doing the True Scriptures Project to usher him back in. Like it was just going to keep. It's been 2,000 years. Y'all know that? I don't think anybody realized that. I don't think, Sister Donna, I don't think anybody's realized it. You got it. What did he say? Until this Bashura, this good news, this message is preached throughout the entire earth. But what's the good news? It's the truth. He said, until that's done and preached throughout the ends of the earth, all corners of the world, the end's not coming. So he's patient. Man. He's patient. James Harris in the building. Dwight Bryan in the building. Randy Moon in the building. All right. We going up. Sophia. Reginald Small, Philly. Come on. Aloha Steel. Who is that? Okay, Rachel is Adam Moore's wife. What's up, sis? That's my sister then, making all that good unleavened bread. See, I'm knowing you. Abel, what's going on? Marquise, Lene is in here. Don't play. Look like the squad get ready to show up on one of these later runs. All of our European team, they sleep. Asian team, we're catching them waking up. James Harris in the building with a super. Salenti in the building with the super. I promise y'all, I'm just trying to do the shout outs, then I'm going in. Queen Nelson, what's up, sis? Queen, y'all felt Queen the other day. Queen and Larry, her husband Larry, they are not playing. They are not. Well, the bullet, Jamaica's in here. I just got to see who else here before I go in. All right, I think I'm good now. If I missed your name, you know I love you with all I got. Suhey. All right, now y'all check this out. I'm hot in the middle. Now I'm happy to say I got a great report for you. I'm ready for the feedback on how y'all feel about this. I'm going to tell you all the books in the New Testament that are translated from the true scriptures, okay? I'm going to tell y'all all the books that are translated. They're locked and loaded. They just now going to get scrubbed. And they're going to be ready to go and get to the print house, all that good stuff. All right. Romans is done. Y'all give me some feedback. Let's light the chat up. If y'all excited, these books from the true scriptures are done. Rush Bryant coming in with that super. She ain't playing. Romans is done. 1 Corinthians is done. 2 Corinthians is done. Galatians is done. Ephesians is done. Philippians is done. Colossians is done. 1 Timothy is done. 2 Timothy is done. 1 Thessalonians is done. 2 Thessalonians is done. Philemon is done. Hebrews is done. 1 Peter is done. 2 Peter is done. 1 John is done, 2 John is done, and 3 John is done, and half of Revelation is done, and probably a quarter of Matthew is done. How y'all feel about that? Those are done. Y'all feel good about it? Y'all, I haven't said nothing to y'all about it. I just pull them out from time to time. Y'all didn't know they're done. They're done. They are truth. Scriptures done, locked, loaded like cannons, ready to tear it up on the earth. Daniel Bacote giving out memberships, helping everybody get in to support us on our YouTube channel. Hey, how important is to promote the truth YouTube channel, yo? How important is it? It's critical, ain't it? So all you new people, y'all accepting Daniel's love, y'all show him some love, give him a shout out back. He's at, right. That's $50 he just pumped out there to y'all. That quick. Bam. He gave y'all a month free membership. You get in, you're going to get a shout out. We're going to do a big shout out too to everybody over there. That way you get some recognition. Okay. So let me tell y'all, I'm really coming in here twofold. I'm coming in. I want to give y'all that. No, threefold. I want to give you the announcement because y'all don't know where I'm at. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to do a video tomorrow. I'm going to send it out to anybody that's contributed. If you have contributed at TSNT tomorrow, you're going to see a video come from the state. I'm going to record a video. Got to give y'all updates, show y'all some big time love as we do this final push. We're on the final stretch of TSNT, getting the real Berit Hadash, the New Testament in this world. Sherry Head in the building, my awesome sister. Ride or die. Listen, I'm telling y'all right now. One, I want to give y'all the update. Can y'all believe what I just said? Even when I looked down, I said, Lena, I'm going to tell everybody. I was like, wow. You mean to tell me I got Romans done with the team? Huh? We got 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. I don't know if I mentioned that. Done. Philemon done. Hebrews done. James. 1st, 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and Jude. I don't think I mentioned that. Jude is done. And half of Revelation is done. And everybody been bugging the heck out of me. Give us some of that revelation from true scriptures. What put out? We're going to put out end time prophecy videos that are so crystal clear. Everybody's going to be, they're going to have their eyes wide open on what to choose. Everybody gonna have their eyes wide open. There ain't gonna be no excuses. It's gonna be crystal clear on who's getting in and the reason why people didn't get in. This ain't that hard to understand. So I'm over translating the other day. I don't know when. That's why I was a little bit late trying to find out where did I see that at, that I had to go show my family. To go just look at this. I want y'all to like look at stuff and go, can that be true? Now, one big relief in me in translating is I'm done translating. I'm almost finished. I got one more. And I got to see how that's going to roll, what the influence is. But primarily, I'm done translating writings from Shaul, Paul. That's who they targeted to really corrupt the New Testament. It's a hit job on our brother Shaul. That's what it is. It is a hit job. I understand the hit job. Because when you're translating, you figure out what's going on. You're reading the scriptures, you're studying. But when you translate, you got to translate to get the words right, and you got to translate them to convey the appropriate message where people understand exactly what those letters mean, what was being conveyed. But while you're doing it, you're in such a deep state. It's like a spiritual, I'm on some kind of journey. While I'm translating, I'm in a trance almost. Lena comes in sometimes, she's talking to me, and it's like 4 or 5 times. I go, and I look up. Because you're like in there. They put a hit job on Paul, Shaul. They did. Because it takes so long. I believe I would have already had this done. Had they not done such a... Now, I knew they did a hit job. But I had no clue how strong of a hit job they did on Brother Shaw. So I had no clue. I didn't have no clue to this level, I'm saying. Family, this is such a gross level of hit. Because I kept saying, how come everybody and their mother, I see it, but I don't, there's some people passionate. They're going, Paul is a false prophet. Y'all heard some of them. They be on it. They say, there's people, because of how they put the hit job on Paul, there's people that don't believe in the New Testament, in the Berit Hadash. They're like, no, no way. They see it so blatant. You can't accept any translation that any of y'all got in your house or on your phone right now. You can't accept it to be true. If you do, then for a fact, you would have to be on Front Street saying Paul is a false prophet. You have to. Number one choice. Number two, you'd have to say, Yahushua never came. You would have to say it. You would have to say it. If you accept the translations you got, you just been dancing around it for years. You've been doing a little juke move. That's what you've been doing. Y'all just been kind of dancing around it like I did, but 17 years ago, I stopped dancing. Now I was reading them. So I guess you could say, Jay, I was dancing, but you could hear me go, nope, that ain't right in videos. Nope. What's going on, Nirob? Coming in from Bangladesh. See? Nirob is a full time for the past 5 years. He was a full time Christian evangelist. Full time. Was working for churches. Like, out. That was all he did. He found the truth about Yahuwah and he resigned. And gave up all his sustenance that was taking care of him and his mom and his sister, bro. He just walked away because he started listening to us at Promote the Truth do the proper translations, and it put him in a corner. True, Nirob, you got in a corner. So that's what, like Donna said, you start having people go, no, that see that Donna still just told y'all something important in her comment. She just said that her sister's church doesn't even believe the Old Testament and they believe that Jesus Christ is more important than God. And that's really what Christianity is about, to tell you the truth. Christianity really wishes they only had one scripture in the Old Testament. They only want one. They only want one, maybe a verse or two. They want Malachi chapter 3. Bring the tithes into the storehouse. Tell the truth, family. That's what they don't get rid of that one. Some of them preach it every single pagan Sunday. Bring the tithes into the storehouse. They bring that one out left and right. I bet they were going, man, can we slide this? This is the last book. Can we just slide this book up into the New Testament? Can we just slide that thing up in there? That's what they wish. So you all who are now coming into the light, you got to make a decision. Are you going to go back? Are you going to turn your back on the light? Think about that. Are you going to turn your back on the light? Because you've now been shown the light. I'm going to show you some more light. I'm going to the true scriptures. And I want everybody to get your translations out. Everybody, I want every translation you can find. I want you to get it out. Because I'm going to read you something. I want you to go to Romans chapter 14. Everybody go to Romans chapter 14 in whatever version you want. I don't care. Y'all know the drill. Who's been around? Everybody know the drill. We got to get ready. We're getting ready to tear down some crazy deceptions. And we're going to prove that your Bible hates you. Because your Bible's trying to throw your butt in hell. It's trying to throw you in a lake of fire. And it says, a wolf comes in sheep's clothing. A wolf comes in sheep's clothing. This is crazy. I grew up in the Baptist church, Dad. I know what you're talking about. They won't let you out of there. Everybody go to Romans chapter 14. I'm going to read y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all to go. We ain't going through the whole thing because we ain't got that much time. I got to get back to I'm going to try to get another chapter translated before I shut it down. Y'all pray for my eyes. I already told Lena, I said, this is coming. I got all kind of different drops. I told Lena, this is going to come down to my eyes on timing, how we can get these things released on schedule. Y'all ready? Go to Romans chapter 14. What do we want to look at? I'm getting dialed in. I want y'all to go get Romans chapter 14, verse 14. Everybody just start, y'all start copying and pasting. I'm not even going to say anything yet. I'm going to copy. I want y'all to copy and paste whatever translation y'all got. This is, we're doing this different. So rather than me read something, I'm going to sit back and let's watch this. So Romans chapter 14, 14, it's easy. Romans 14, 14. Go get what, go get King James, Luke, go get the ones that's changed the names and got all that out. Oh, I'm telling you, I mean, cares everything. You just, if you're at this level translating I'm doing, you're going to feel what I'm feeling. 9 hours a trip. Okay, Elisa. Elisa put the English Standard Version up. Now, just so all new people know, we hate Jesus. We hate God. We hate Lord. We don't deal with any of that. All that's pagan. So we're very clear we hate all of that. What we're doing is proving that your Bible hates you because it keeps lying to you over and over and over and over and over again. Your Bible never stops relentlessly lying to you. You need to come out of Bibles and you need to find how to start getting into what's called scriptures, what it's been called. You remember what Shaul said to Timothy? He said, all scripture is breathed by Allah, by the mighty one. When he said all scripture, they didn't have no New Testament at that point. They only had the Tanakh, the Old Testament. So you got to figure out, get your words right. Bible is a pagan trash. Drag your butt into hell word. All right. I'm going to read first and start with Elisa. She put up at the English Standard Version. I know and I am persuaded in the Lord, J-E-S-U-S, that nothing is unclean. Is unclean in and of itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it's clean, thinks it's unclean. I got to know the version y'all put. Don't even copy and paste if you don't put what count. I won't read it. All right, I want you to tell me. All right, so there's one from the Sefer. So Marquis said, I know and I am persuaded by Adonai Yahusha that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteems anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. I want to know how y'all start kind of like feeling about these this translation already. You already know. Y'all already know. We got some problems with this translation. Amber put up scriptures version. I know and am persuaded in the Master Yahusha that none at all is common of itself, but to him who regards it whatever to be common to him in the comments. They're being really dancing around there. Romans 14, 14. Let's go. I'm convinced. Now, how y'all feel about that? Because the subject, just so y'all know, the subject that Shaul is dealing with in this case is food. He's specifically dealing with the subject of food. And what does he say in Romans 14, 14 about food? In all of y'all's Bible translations or side angle scripture translations. Paul says, in regards to food, how we know it's food? That's what the whole thing is talking about. Just think about it. Y'all got, all right, we should be locked and loaded now. Look at all those versions. Okay, Sherry put up the GN. What is that, Sherry? The GNBDC. My union with the Lord, JESUS, makes me certain that no food is of itself ritually unclean. But if a person believes that some food is unclean, then it becomes unclean for that person. That verse is dealing 1,000,000% with food, fam. Sophia's got up. I know and am persuaded in the Master Yahushua that none at all is common of itself. But to him regards whatever to be common, to him it is common. Trying to get them more. Hey, you see? Somebody try to think a little bit here. Lena, this is my wife put, there's nothing unclean. Let me ask y'all a question. He said, there's nothing unclean when it comes to food. How y'all feel about that? How y'all feel about that? So Yamani put up, I know and am convinced that in the L-O-R-D-J-E-S-U-S that nothing is unclean of itself except to the one who considers something to be unclean. To that person, it is unclean. Look at Cheryl Lynn. He double talked. She said lies. He talking about food, fam. Yes. That's what he's talking about. All the way down through, he's talking about food. This chapter 14 of Ramayim, Romans, is primarily food, 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 food. And what your Bible is telling you and all your Greek-generated, persuaded translations is telling you that everything is clean. Unless you just happen to believe it ain't clean. Now, if you happen to believe it ain't clean, that's what makes it unclean. Not the scriptures. The scriptures ain't what makes it unclean. What Yahuwah said, they're saying, that's not what makes it unclean, what Yahuwah said. That's what they're saying. All right, so y'all feel that is gibber jabber. Yeah, all right, so I'm going to read y'all something. Hannah's right. See, the key here, the key, is what is the definition of food? Have I ever challenged y'all with that? What is the definition of food? I want y'all to put that in the chat. Best you can. Get a dictionary. I don't care. Somebody put the what do we think in here on this live, on this stream, on the rebroadcast, on the podcast? This is going everywhere. Thousands of people will hear this message. What is the definition of food? Like, what's the definition of food? Like, give me your best definition. Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, you need to do this. This is a drill because your Bible hates you. It don't want you to define food. It don't want you to. Luya said, anything that is humanly edible. Well, hold on, Luya. If I shave this plastic cup down real thin, I can eat it. Does that make that food? If I just take some, if I get a little razor and just do some shavings of this plastic cup, is that food? Let's see here. So, hey, Patrice said nourishment for the body. If I take this cup and I just shave it, this plastic cup, and I sit there and I eat that, is that nourishment for my body? Because I can eat it, does that mean it's nourishment for my body? Brandon Tello said, any nutritious substance that people or animals eat or drink that plants absorb in order to maintain life and grow. Look what Brandon put. In order to maintain life and growth. Brandon, you own one. Brandon's on one, y'all. Brandon's on one. I'm going to say it real close. What Brandon said, any nutritious substance that people, I'm just going to stick with people, that people eat or drink in order to maintain life and growth. If I just shave this plastic cup and eat, because I can chew it and say, maybe I like the taste of plastic because I can chew it and swallow it. Does that mean it's food? Elmer put it up. He got the def. That must be in the dictionary, right? Any nutritious substance that people or animals eat or drink or that plants absorb in order to maintain life and grow. So that to me, y'all giving me a dictionary definition. Elisa put any nourishing substance that is eaten, drunk, or otherwise taken into the body to what? Sustain life, provide energy, and promote growth. Okay. Y'all see that? Yahuwah above all put edible sustenance that is told by Yahuwah to be food for us. All right. That's what I believe. But we got to really ask ourselves, and we got to start to witness and share this with people, because we got some scripture verses in everybody's Bibles and even in what they want to call scriptures. It's telling you what? Let's read Romans 14:14 again. Let's read it. Look what everybody was putting in there. It's crazy. Let me go over and grab one. I'm going to grab a couple different versions. Yeah. In the verse before, it says, therefore, let us not judge one another any longer. Because those versions are saying you're putting stumbling blocks in front of people when you bring up this issue of what people are eating. Because he says, I know and I am persuaded. I'm just reading some other translation. In the master, that none is all, that nothing is unclean. Because verse 15, what does it say? And if your brother or sister is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not by your food ruin the one for whom the master, the Messiah died for. See, it's talking about food. But he said ain't nothing's unclean. But the key here is we have to deal with the definition of what is food. Because if the definition, which I am digging, Queen put up, any substance taken into and assimilated by a plant or an animal to keep it alive and enable it to grow and repair tissue and nourishment. Okay. So the key here is the definition of food from a worldly viewpoint. Not talking about scripture yet or Bible yet. We're just talking about from a worldly viewpoint. We should all be able to agree that food should be a substance or sustenance, either or, that gives us nourishment that promotes growth, life. Daniel Bacote put in, from a biology standpoint, any substance containing nutrients. Come on, Daniel, where you going in here with me? I'm rocking with Daniel right now. Any substance containing nutrients, such as carbohydrates, proteins, and fats that can be ingested by a living organism and metabolized, there you go, into what? Energy and body tissue. Okay, so it has to promote growth and nourishment. Have y'all ever like really stopped and done what I'm doing with you right now? Have y'all ever done it like seriously? I don't know anybody that say, hey, what's the definition of food? Y'all think it sounds silly, kind of common sense, but I'm being for real. Like, I believe we have to, and we got to take it to the world, and we got to start asking people, can you tell me what the definition of food is? Just start asking people. You're going to open up a great witness with that. What is the definition of food? Jeffrey Thorne put life-giving. Jeffrey's own one. Jeffrey kept it simple. I love what Jeffrey put. Life-giving. How many of y'all agree? I want everybody. We're going to rock with Jeffrey right here. How many of y'all believe that if we eat something, it should promote us to grow and give us more life? Put that in the chat. How many of y'all agree with that? How many of y'all agree if you eat something, it should provide more life? It should provide more vitality. It should promote growth. How many of y'all agree with that? I agree 1,000% that food must promote growth, be a repairer, right? The great doctors, you know what they say? They say, let your food be thy medicine, right? Okay. I'm going to read y'all something. I'm going to the true scriptures. And I've been rocking in here deep. Y'all can tell I've been rocking deep. I told y'all. Yeah. Now, I'm going to Genesis, Bereshit, chapter 6. I'm going to Genesis chapter 6. I'm going to read y'all something. Verse 3. And Yahuwah said, my Ruha, spirit, will not live in. Y'all ready for this? I'm going to tweet that out too. Make a note on that, team. My Ruha will not live with humans forever, for they are flesh, and their days shall be 120 years. Staff is on here. I see some of y'all that's on here. People don't know y'all staff, but I want to tweak that. I want to take it to persons, people. That's proper. All right, I'm going to read it again. And Yahuwah said, my Ruha, my spirit, will not live with humans forever. For they are flesh, and their days shall be 120 years. Okay. Before that, I'm going to read you something. I'm going to read y'all just a chapter. I'm going to read y'all a few verses before, okay? I'm going to go to Bereshit chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 31. I'm going to read Bereshit Genesis chapter 5, verse 31. And all the days of Lamech, so all the days of life for Lamech, I should say Lamech, which was Noah's daddy, his father. All his days were 777 years. So he lived to be 777. Noah, Noah's dad. Listen to what it says in the next verse. And after Noah was 500 years old, he brought forth and gave birth to Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Who they call Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Rocking at about 500. Now we're going to start having some babies. Who in the world even comes close thinking like that? When I get to about 483, I think I'm going to settle down then. Ain't nobody thinking like that. Nobody's thinking like that. Why not? You know why people ain't thinking 400, 500, 600? They're not thinking Lamech. They definitely ain't thinking Noah's granddaddy. Methuselah. They ain't thinking like him. He's 960-something years old. Let me go see if I can pluck him real quick. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. When Methuselah, Nahash's granddaddy, when he was 782 years old, is when he had Lamech, Noah's daddy. And he brought forth other sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah's life were 969 years. Oldest man recorded. Think about that. Nobody's thinking like that. You want to know why? Because Yahuwah said, just a few verses over, I'm not going to keep these long, long years that should be going. Like Yahuwah didn't want to take it, draw it back. He didn't want to draw it back. But when you keep reading, he tells us why he drew it back. Look, if you just go on down a few more verses, I'm going to read verse 3 again. Genesis 6:3. And Yahuwah said, my Ruach will not live with humans forever, for they are flesh, and their days shall be 120 years. So he pegged it. Y'all got to understand, when Yahuwah says, and your days shall be 120 years, if you don't live to be 120 years, you got cut short. Because 120 years, if you would have said that to Nahash and Methuselah and Lamech and all them, there would have been 120. Man, I was still like a little young whippersnapper then. What do you mean, honey? I was like, man, I'm trying to sow my oats, trying to figure out what I wanted to do at 120. Yahuwah cut it back to 120. And now, Satan has lied to you through your Bible. He's got your Bible to hate you, to kill you early, you see. Oh, now everybody see me coming around. We're getting to the big point. Your Bible hates you. If you have something that takes away from your life, that hates you. Your Bible hates you because it gave you a translation and it told you that everything is clean. And when you bought that preacher sitting in that pulpit, you hear that? That pulpit pulling from the pit of hell. That pulpit is pulling from the pit of hell. And that preacher went in that Greek translation and they went and grabbed Shaul, Paul, and said, everything is clean. Get your pork out. Where that double bacon at? Get them shrimp, them scrimps. Get that lobster. Get those crabs. Grab those mussels. Get them oysters. Get every bucket of trash that you can find. Hey, as long as you believe it's clean, it's clean. That's what your preacher's telling you. Why? He's picking up a what? A piece of trash. He's picking up a holy Bible. The two words are pagan. That tells you it hates you from the gate. These two words hate you, holy and Bible. That's amazing. So as soon as you listen to the preacher out of this piece of trash Bible, you then break your agreement with Yahuwah. Yahuwah had an agreement with you and I for us to live to 120 years. He had an agreement. You see it? But if I believe what the Holy Bible says as it lies to me and proves it hates me, if I believe it, what is the average age mortality rate on earth right now? Do y'all know what it is? Does anybody put it in the chat? Put what the average mortality rate, global, What's the average mortality rate that people live to that on an average around the world? Put it in the chat. Let's deal with this. Let's deal with proving that the Bible hates you. Put it in the chat. We got 72, we got 74, we got 80, just 75. Last time I checked, we're going to kick dolphins out of here. Dolphins, we ain't in here clowning. Somebody kick dolphins out of here. We clowning. We're here learning, not clowning. Yeah. He's going to kick him out. Sorry, man. You out. You out that quick. Look, see Dolphins? He put 106, so we had to get him out. I'm like, come on, man. So think about this. Think about it. Last time I checked, it was 76. Let's go look. I'm gonna go research it. I'm gonna do it real quick. And I'm gonna prove a point with your Bible's lying. Let's go. This is something you got to think about. I'm coming out. I've been translations bringing me to stuff. I'm like, man. What I'm getting. 76. Let's call it 75. Have a good number. I'm going to show you all the way around how this is crazy. And even the governments, they love it. They love, I'm telling you who loves it. The government love the Bible. They love it. They make you swear on it, you go into court. They make you do all that stuff. They follow God, which is pagan. They love the Holy Bible. They love all that. You want to know why? Because they can get you to do crazy stuff with that. So think about this. Y'all ready? If Yahuwah said you're supposed to live to 120, watch, I'm going to get your brain. This is going to go to your subconscious mind. What's 120 minus 75? Put it in the chat. Y'all going to go back to school for a second. What's 120 minus 75? Hey, we went to school. If you add up the years, grades 1 through 12 is 14,000 hours. I've done that. 14,000 hours. Brian. Think about that. See, I'm getting you to stop and think for a second. 45 years. That means the average person on earth is getting cut short 45 years. When people get to like 60 and 70, they're like, man, you know. Like when you get to, think if you think right. When you get to 60, you should just be halfway getting going now in your life. Still young, still vibrant, still ready to rock. See, I'm 55. I'm about to turn 56. And I literally can run as fast as I ran when I played professional baseball. People tested me on it. My little cousins and stuff, you know, nephews. My nephew played college football, Division I. We out at the beach. They start messing with me. They take off. I track them down. Why? Because I believe Yahuwah. I believe Yahuwah. I believe we're supposed to live to 120. So then I rock mentally. I rock physically. I rock spiritually in the 120 realm. See, I'm thinking like Yahuwah think. You know what I'm saying? think about that. Think about that power. If you start thinking like Yahuwah and start going, man, these people were rocking a 700 some years, 900 some years, five. They were having babies in their 500s. Why in the world I can't at least get to 120? Y'all follow me? Why can't I get to 120? No problem. I should rock out 100 like a piece of cake. We should be rocking 100 like a piece of cake. But no, people thinking, oh, man, y'all see them all around you. You listening to them. They're impacting you. You want to know why? They believe the Bible. And the Bible hates you. It's trying to kill you early. Because it told you in Romans 14:14, everything is clean to eat. Don't listen to Yahuwah in Urukra. Chapter 11, Leviticus 11, don't pay no attention to that. Hey, what they have Brother Shaul saying earlier in them chapters? Y'all remember? Y'all remember? They had him saying, hey, if I want to eat foods, sacrifice to idols. Hey, y'all remember that? Listen, I promise you, this piece of trash has Paul Shaul saying it is okay to eat food sacrificed to idols. It says it. We went, y'all know, we went deep on that. Everybody was appalled. Going, how can you eat food sacrificed to idols and blatantly break the second commandment and expect to get in with Yahuwah? Here you go. First time ever. Hazum. Revelation. Chapter 2. Just translated. Today. How does Yahuwah Mashiach feel about the subject? Shaul was personally visited by Yahuwah Mashiach, who people call Yahusha, but that was his name when he walked on the earth. Now, Yahuwah Mashiach. How does Yahuwah Mashiach feel about the subject? You see, when Yahuhanan, John, was given the revelation directly from Yahuwah Mashiach, I'm sitting there translating today. I'm going to read y'all something. First time y'all have ever heard True Scriptures Revelation. First time y'all ever heard it. I'm going to read some of it. Because remember, Yahuwah Mashiach is talking to the different assemblies, pagan named churches, right? So he's talking to the different assemblies. He's talking to them. Verse 8, chapter 2, verse 8. To the messenger of the assembly of Marah, write, these are the words of the one who is the first and the last, who was dead and came back to life again. Woo! Just that right there give me chills. That give me chills. Isn't that awesome to hear Yahuwah flex like that? Go, I'm gonna tell you, these are the words from the one who is the first and the last. When people say that Yahusha ain't Yahuwah, he just said it right there. Yahusha just told you he's Yahuwah right there. He just told you who gets to say they're the first and the last. Is it somebody else? That's what Yahuwah said. That's what the Father said. Come on, Donna. Got you rocking over here. That's right. He sends this out to the assemblies. He says, hey, now we are now part of the, this is the PTT assembly. And the Spirit is saying something to us tonight. Get ready. Put your seatbelts on. Verse 9. I know your hardship and your poverty. And even though you are, here's the thing, he says, I know your hardship and your poverty, even though you are actually rich. So Yahuwah Mashiach is going, you got eternal life coming with me. So that makes you wealthy. But I see what you're going through. I know the shameful things that have been spoken about you by those who say they are Yahudim. Those people over there in Israel now. They say they are Yahudim, but they are not. They are actually from the synagogue of Satan. He said it. Yahuwah Mashiach said it. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. The devil is about to throw some of you into prison in order to test you. You will suffer severe hardship for 10 days. He even told him, you're only going to go through this about 10 days. It's going to be tough. Be faithful, even if it costs you your life, and I will give you the crown of life. Those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. That's what's happening tonight. Those who overcome will not be hurt by the second death. Verse 12, chapter 2, Hazum, Revelation, the real translation. To the messenger of the assembly in Pergamum. I'm giving y'all the right names of these places too. Write this. These are the words of the one that holds the sharp two-edged sword. Yahuwah Mashiach is talking. How many of y'all want to praise right now? Because we are doing scripture translation from our giver of life. He's talking. He goes, I'm the one that holds the two-edged sword. Listen to what he says. I know you are living close to where Satan's throne is, but you are strongly holding on to my name. He says in that area right there, over there in Pergamum, he's saying that Satan has set up camp over there and was going in. And he's telling them, hey, I know that you are right there close to where Satan's throne is, yet you are strongly holding on to my name. And you have not denied faith in me. Look at it. See, this is the real talk. This is what we got to all understand in these last days. And how do we know the last days? Because the true scriptures are here. Brother Daniel Libby, he done picked it up. Daniel Libby picked it up. Once these true scriptures get it throughout the entire world and people get this truth, finally, that's when the end can come. It can't come till people get this truth. Yahuwah Mashiach said, hey, you are holding strong to my name and you have not denied faith in me, even though they killed my faithful witness, Antipas. So there was a certain man named Antipas that Yahuwah Mashiach loved him, said he was a faithful witness. But he said, right around y'all, even though they killed my faithful witness, you didn't drop it. Even though they killed my faithful witness, Antipas, close to where Satan lives. This is unbelievable. He done honed in. Right there. So Yahuwah Mashiach has pinned that Satan is setting up camp in this area of Pergamum. But this group of people, they hold no strong. They're not denying his name, and they're not denying faith in him. Y'all got that? Now pay attention. Pay attention. We're going to deal with this trash that they had. They translated to what Brother Shaul said over in Romans. We're going in now. Verse 14. But I have a few things against you. Oh, snap. He edifying them. He building them up. And then the master of all says, hold on. But I got a few things against you. How many of y'all would like pucker up, be like, what? So we're going to learn tonight, today, wherever you're at, how to stay out of this situation that had Yahuwah Mashiach saying, now look, I got a few things against you. Here it goes. Watch what he says. Because you have some around you that follow Balaam's, not Baal, Balaam's teachings. Balaam is the one who taught Balak to trip up the children of Yisrael. Why did Yahuwah Mashiach say that Balak went and was tripping up the children of Yisrael? Pay attention. Everybody pay crazy close attention. This is a big time crescendo moment. He says, Balaam is the one who taught Balak to trip up the children of Yisrael so that they would eat food that had been sacrificed to idols and commit sexual immorality. What did the Savior say about food sacrificed to idols? What'd he say? I got a few things against you. Here you've got Yahuwah Mashiach saying, I am not tolerating dealing with food sacrificed to idols. That's not food for you. Y'all feel it? How then did the translators have Shaul saying over in Romans, hey, if you feel like you got the faith to eat food sacrificed to idols, go on and do it. We ain't hurt. Hey, this is the first time anybody probably has heard that the Savior himself, out of his mouth, he said, you better not be eating food sacrificed to idols. You better not. So we know that the translators lied on Paul, and I proved it through what? Not the Greek. I had to go get the Aramaic. We had to deal with the Peshitta to get the right translation so we were able to translate Shaul correctly. Hold on. We're going to clear this all the way up. I want Yahuwah Mashiach to send out stark warnings to everybody listening. And this ain't never been taught before out of the true scriptures. He said, Balaam is the one that taught Balak to trip up the children of Yisrael. What tripped them up? So that they would eat food that had been sacrificed to idols. Hold on. Verse 15. In the same way, you have some people around you. See, his issue is not that they're doing it, because you can't be a believer and do it. Y'all follow that? You can't be a believer and do it. There you Bakote, kingdom business. You can't be a believer. So when you try, and I'm telling you, they try to slant this in the Greek translation as if they're talking presently, these people are doing it. Yahuwah Mashiach ain't saying you're specifically doing this. He's saying you got some people around you. That's a warning to everybody. Listen to me. Who you hanging with? Sister Annette with that super. Thank you, sis. Who you hanging around? Who's influencing you? See, that's why you can never step your foot in the church. They gonna go tell you to disobey. You can't never deal with Christianity. It's gonna teach you to disobey. That's the teachings of who? Balak. Those teachings to eat whatever you want to eat. Sleep with whoever you want to sleep with. Hold on. Let's let Yahuwah Mashiach clear this all the way up. Here we go. Verse 15, chapter 2, true scriptures, Hazum, Revelation. In the same way, you have some people around you that are following the teachings of the Nakala team. What we got here? What we got here? What's up with them teachings? They call them the Nicolaitans or Nicolaitans. I don't know what they call them. The real word is the Nicolaitan. So Yahuwah Mashiach got a problem with these people. He going the same way you have some people around you that are following the teachings of the Nicolaitan. So watch what he says. Verse 16. Apologize. He didn't say repent. They got repent in there. It's the wrong word. He says, apologize to me for allowing this, these people to even be around you. Why are y'all hanging out with people that hate Yahuwah, don't want to follow Yahuwah? Some of y'all staying married to people that hate Yahuwah, don't want to deal with it. That's the Nicolaitan. People say, are you telling? Yes, get out. In the name of Yahuwah. I was telling you from the scripture. Verse 16. Apologize to me for allowing this. Now watch what he says next. Then get rid of the people who are around you who are teaching these evil things. Now watch what he says. If you do not do it, I am going to come to you soon. And I will make war with the sword of my mouth against those who are guilty of these things. Those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the assembly. Hey, not everybody gonna get this message. Joseph Hessen, thank you, brother Joseph. We appreciate that. See, ain't hardly anybody gonna capture this message. They're not gonna catch it. Because this is for real, for real. He ain't done. We're going to clear up a whole bunch of garbage right now. Here we go. Those that overcome. See, he says, if you got ears to hear my, what is that? What's he saying there? My sheep hear my voice. You don't eat no food. Sacrifice to idols. You're not sexually immoral. People don't get it. People think because they are married in the ways of the laws of this land, and they called on Yahuwah, and they're still rolling with somebody, having sexual intercourse with somebody that's considered a pagan. I know that's deep. But he says, if you don't deal, if you don't get this straight, I got some issues with you. It's coming in. He ain't done. Those that overcome, I will give them some of the hidden manna to eat. See, if we overcome, we get to eat some of that hidden manna. I will also give them a white stone with a new name written on it. And no one will be able to know what the name says on the white stone except those that the stone is given to. Who knows what that's going to be? That's probably going to be a power word that you can say and access all kind of incredible things. That's what I'm guessing. He ain't done. Verse 18, chapter 2, Hazum. To the messenger of the assembly of Tiatira, write this. Now, y'all, it's going to get very hot. Y'all might well hang up. Y'all might well get out of here if you ain't ready to be held accountable at the highest level. I'm telling you, you better split. Better go on. Because Yahuwah Mashiach is not playing here. Verse 18. To the messenger of the assemblies, there's seven he's talking to. Seven. So Tiatira, that messenger, that assembly. These are the words of the son of Eluah, who has eyes that are like flames of fire, whose feet are like that of fine bronze. Started to describe himself a little bit. Woo! He said, I got eyes of fire. I wonder what he about to do. If he introduces himself to that assembly, that, hey, I'm the son of Elua, and I got eyes that are like flames of fire, and my feet are like bronze. Why do you think he said that? Because I'm about to kick some tail. I know your works. I know your love, your faithfulness, and your service of endurance. I also know that the works that you have recently done are even greater than the works you did at first. High edification from the master. How many of y'all will be fired up to hear that from Yahuwah Mashiach? Yeah. He say we getting stronger. We getting better. And what we did in the beginning, guess what? What we're doing now is even greater. It's off the charts. It's off the charts. Now you ready? Verse 20, but I have this against you. Yahuwah Mashiach said, I have this against you. Watch what he's got against him. And this is why we don't argue and promote the truth. We don't debate it, promote the truth. I'm just telling all of y'all. Y'all want to get out of this community? That stuff, any of that stuff come to me that people are debating and all y'all, I'm like, you out. Because I'm going to follow the scriptures. We are to be one. We are to be in harmony. And we can't have no nonsense around us. Watch what Yahuwah Mashiach says. But I have this against you. You are tolerating that woman named Azabal, a.k.a. Jezebel. Her name is Ahizabal. There it is. Ahizabal. You are tolerating that woman named Ahizabal, who calls herself a prophetess, but she is not. Y'all ready? She has been teaching and misleading some people to commit sexual immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols. He done said it again in one chapter, two times. He said, what the hell are you doing? Eating food sacrificed to idols. You are out. You are out. What you want me to put in the chat, Emily? You're out. He says, I gave her the opportunity to repent of her whoring ways, but she refused to repent. Look, I am going to make her sick and then throw her on a sick bed. I am also casting anyone that has committed adultery with her into complete hardship and turmoil. For anyone, listen, they ain't got this in the right translation. They don't have this in the right translation. For anyone who did not knowingly fall into this sin, I will give them an opportunity to repent. I am even going to put her children to death with diseases to all of the assemblies, so that all of the assemblies shall know that I am the one that examines minds and hearts, and I will give to each of you what your actions deserve. They teaching that in them pulpits in them churches? Huh? All right, two times in one chapter, Yahuwah Mashiach says, he says, I have this against you. You eat food sacrificed to idols, so we know. With what we just heard in Romans chapter 14 and earlier, I think it was in chapter 3 and chapter 7, all these different chapters we were reading, we know that they that that Bible is a lie. It hates you. See, this Bible is not telling you what this translation really says. So if it won't tell you the truth, it's lying to you. That means it hates you. This is trash. Look at that. How many of y'all love that translation? That is tight. That is real. But I have this against you. You are tolerating that woman named Isabel. That's what he said. You tolerate. Some of y'all keep tolerating it. You want Jezebel? Is that what you said? How many of y'all want the real spelling of Jezebel in Hebrew in the chat? Y'all want it in the chat? I'll put it in the chat for my sister Emily. Bam, it's going in the chat. Jezebel. Y'all already got that Jezebel spirit. This is what he's talking about. When he said got that Jezebel spirit, this is exactly what they're talking about right here. Bam. There you go. It's in the chat. Jezebel. Isabel. See, that's what we got to do. We got to tell people the truth. So I had to come on here, man, because I'm going back into translation. Give y'all the update. We're on a good path. I'm doing everything I can to make this cutoff on the 15th. Y'all pray for your brother because I'm going a million miles, 8 to 10 hours a day. Nothing about what we said is complicated. So we close it out with this. You're supposed to live to 120. But most of y'all are dying at 75 because your Bible hates you. It hates you. It lied to you, told you you could eat whatever you want, that you could just act however you want, and you're going to be able to roll into longevity. No, you're not. You're going to get your life cut short because you lack the knowledge. Just me saying you should live to 120. As a whole wave of faith come up in people. Oh, man, I feel good about that. I mean, vibrant. I mean, playing some tennis or something at 104. Jogging, running, having a good time. I'm talking about you're supposed to die because that was it. Just got tired, went to sleep. But guess what? We got, guess what's on the rise? Heart disease. Diabetes, cancers, strokes, heart attack, hypertension. It's off the charts. 1 out of 3 people getting cancer now in the USA. You want to know why? The bucket of the trash. The Bible hates you. And you keep holding it up like you're great. Oh, man, the Holy Bible. That Holy Bible wants to put a hole in your soul. So I want y'all to know that y'all, there's a better way, but you're going to have to be, you heard how Yahuwah Mashiach is talking. He ain't talking like he going to tolerate you being weak. He ain't going to do it. He going to give you your props. He's going to give you your edification. If you're doing the great things, and his issue is who you letting hang around. That's really an issue, because if you are his, you are not doing those shameful things. Y'all understand that? If you are his, that's not even a conversation. You're guarding the commandments. You got it. He's talking to people that's letting knucklehead, sinful people that are saying they are followers, but are not. They're from the house of Satan. It just ain't them people over there in Israel that are calling themselves Yahudi. It's anybody that calls on the name of Yahuwah but will not be obedient. They are from the house of Satan, and their whole job is to get in the camp. I'm going to read this last thing to you, and we're out. Their whole job is to get in the camp. See, everybody teaches Paul something different. Man, Paul don't play. Paul does not play at all. And Coppa said it. Coppa said, nope. That brother don't play. Hey, he does not play. He knew it. Copper knew it. He's nope, not him. I'm going to read you something he wrote. And this is what we do. It's really about who you let hang around. I'm pulling it up now. It's in Romans. chapter 15. I think it's 15, yeah. Maybe 16. Yeah. All right. The very last book, 16 of Romans. Ramayim 16. Shaul is sending greetings to everybody. He's sending shout outs, shout outs, shout outs. How many he shout out? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. He shouted out about 30 people. He gave 30 people shout out over in Rome. He would give them, hey, send the greetings here. Send the greetings here. The Rome he knows is, it goes out to the whole world. So they got to be on point over there. It's paganism all around, right? Guess what he says? He giving everybody shout outs. He giving everybody love. And then we get down to Romans chapter 16. And he says, verse 17. I mean, look what he says right before. In 16, he says, be sure to greet each other with a set-apart kiss. Show each other love. He's shouting everybody out. All the assemblies of the Messiah greet you. So it's a big shout out. And then in verse 7, what he says? Brothers and sisters, I urge you to watch out for anyone who causes trouble and tries to divide the assembly by refusing to do what all of you were taught to do. Stay completely away from them. These people only want to serve themselves and not the master, not Mashiach, our master. Their smooth talk and their fancy words fool innocent people who do not know any better. You see? That's what we do, promote the truth. You can't come in here acting stupid. You can't come in here with a dividing spirit. We got to get along. We got to be looking to get along. I'm telling y'all, anybody come in and they negative and they complaining, if you listen to that Christian philosophy about how to deal with stuff, you bring that into the real camp of Yahuwah, you out. We can't roll with you. What did it say? Look, he giving everybody love. He said, now wait a minute. Look out for those people who try to divide. They try to be slick. Right? So the 144, back to back, locked and loaded, ready to go take the message out. No drama. Zero. We got to deal with staying on course with them 10 commandments. We got to guard the commandments. We got to make sure to keep our appointed times. We got to be tight. That's right, Queen. We tearing it down. What they do over in them church, they love drama. They love chaos. We got to go meet with the pastor, and we got to go talk to them about such and such and so. Nope. Look at what Shaul and them did. Everybody talk. Shaul said, get them out. They got to go. Watch them. You see anybody has a dividing spirit, backdoored it, you out. Simple. No arguing, no debating. We follow Yahuwah. We tear down lies. We expose the bucket of trash that the King James is, that is gone and got all these people putting out 20 million Bibles and scriptures a year that are all pagan. That's a fact. We keep coming out one after the next going, what's that translation saying yours? We proved it again tonight. People were like, they put in the translations. Long as you think it's clean, it's okay. We don't deal with that. We tear it down. So everybody, y'all know it. What I need, prayer. Pray for my eyeballs to be strong. Because I'm staring at screens and paperwork and translations all day. I'm getting up 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm going at it to get this word out to the world. So I need them prayers. I really do. You see what Shaul, he comes in and he says, man, I need y'all pray for me. That's the key. Love y'all. Everybody get over to TSNT.org. We got to push hard to the 15th. How many of y'all getting up into your gold, getting up into your platinum? Anybody shooting outside for diamond? I don't know what y'all want to do. I just believe Yahuwah Mashiach can do anything. 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 I believe Yahuwah Mashiach can do anything. I believe whatever situation you got. I know some of y'all are in jacked up relationships right now. And you're going, what? He will give you the love of your life. Who you with, if they don't follow Yahuwah, they ain't the one. And you're wasting time. You got to get to 120. Number one cause of cancer, immune deficiency. Number one cause of immune deficiency, stress. Being with the wrong people will kill you early. I just want to keep encouraging y'all to step into this powerhouse you are. Y'all are powerhouses. You're doing great things. But you got to continue. You got to have that spirit of endurance. And you got to get that spirit of courage and that fire to go, you know what? I'm going to live one time in this body. One time. And right now, I'm in my test. There's no way around it. We are in the test. That's it. And we got to embrace it. And eternity's waiting on us. And these little things we're going through now that seem so big, they're going to seem so small. The only thing you're going to wish you did if you didn't do it is be obedient to Yahuwah. You're going to wish it because eternity's coming. Love y'all. I'll talk to y'all soon. I'm going back in. Pray for your brother. Everybody hit TSNT.org. Show the love for the mission. We got a lot of great things coming out. I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace out.